now. Catherine McGee is involved with Our Shoes. They are behind the In My Shoes campaign initiative. It aims to ship pre-loved shoes through schools to send to children in South African townships in an effort to make a positive change to their lives. And delighted to say that Catherine is on the line. She's the campaign manager. Catherine, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing? Good morning to everybody at Clare FM and in Clare. And I hope everything is wonderful down there with you. It's always a wonderful part of the country to visit. I worked there myself years ago. I was down in Ennis, so I've enjoyed Clare for many a year and continue to do so.
I tell you what, our audience love you already, Catherine.
Thank you. To add on to your quiz, the most expensive thing I think a lot of young people are buying are sports shoes and sports runners and things like that. And they don't, and that leads on to where I am, they don't wear out. And so when they don't really wear out, recycle them, give them to us, and we can find another life for them somewhere.
Well, Catherine, I have to say that was a wonderful segue. That really, really was a wonderful segue, but a very good point, that if they're not worn out, they would be of massive benefit to those who are less fortunate in South Africa. And I know we've spoken to you before about In My Shoes, but can you just briefly remind our listeners about how it all kicked off, how Kieran McHugh hit upon the idea of this?
So some of our bosses are South African. We work in the telecoms, completely different world altogether. But they were in South Africa. They were in a township, Khayelitsha, which is 2.4 million, which I think is half of Ireland. So they're living in quite unsafe environments, a lot, but also in poverty-stricken areas. So noticing that a lot of programs are there to help young people, to help communities, like there is all over the world. But they noticed that a lot of children were playing with no shoes. And they said, look at our children, both Kieran and Kevin, who is from South Africa, both have children themselves. And they said, we are buying shoes and buying shoes. They're outgrowing them, or the style, or they don't fit, or they're just too tight, or whatever. And we buy another pair and we've loads under the stairs. Can we send some out? So we started to send some out. It started very small and we were in Sligo because Kieran is from Sligo. And we went around to the schools and they just liked it. So we came up with a program and every year they came back to us and said, will you run that again for us? We really liked that and we really liked the idea and we feel our children here in Ireland are learning something. Plus, we are gaining huge amount from it recycling-wise as well. Last year, we collected, with the kind generosity of schools all over the country, we collected 20,000 shoes. That's 42 pallets, and it's 2 shipping containers. That is a lot that will be going normally just to landfill. So it was wonderful to be able to take that and give it another life and another use. We went out in February and we met the NGOs. We met the different people that run the programs that go into the townships. So we spent a week in townships going around to different schools, to Niall Mellon Educate schools, some of them were. So, you know, there's a lot of Irish support going on out there as well, to football academies, to see a child playing rugby, trying to play rugby in flip-flops. And you give him something with studs on. And the delight, the absolute delight that they have going, this is great. We can compete. We can compete against other teams. We can say our team, they're all going to be in gear. They're all going to have boots. The pride, we all have pride. You know, when Clare goes and plays in different championships and everything as well, the pride that was within a community to actually support a team, that's what people get from sport. They get being part of something, but they also get health benefits, they get mindfulness, they also get it helps with bullying, it helps with all sorts of things. We're all about, you know, holistically, you know, the body keeps the mind right, and that's where we're going from as well too. So it's an all-around approach they have.
And Catherine, I am currently looking at a picture of a line of children, young children in South Africa, in Cape Town, looking at some of the 20,000 pairs of sports shoes, and their eyes are so wide. It reminds me of children on Christmas morning. It just shows the difference this makes in their lives.
It's a massive difference, but they're no different to our own children. You wouldn't even imagine that you would send out your child to play without a pair of shoes or something on. But I was chatting to one little boy, and he was looking at a pair of shoes and I was going, do you not like them? And he went, pink laces in them. And it just made me laugh because I went, that's what it, I know any child
that still
say,
matters.
I'm trying them on, you know, can you give me something without pink? It was just funny and it's very sweet, but it just reminded me they have the same hopes, the same dreams, the same things. They just don't have the same opportunity. This gives them an opportunity. They might have shoes going to school, but they can't, they don't have anything to play in. They don't have anything to take part in sport in. So this makes the massive difference to them. So we're only playing a small part, but it is a helpful part for them actually to take part, have opportunities. And in sport too as well, you learn to work together, you learn a discipline. This creates a more well-balanced human being all around and a healthy human being all around.
Catherine, for those listening who, you know, as evidence from previous campaigns and the current one, there's so many people who have pairs of shoes, boots, whatever, that they're not using anymore, but would still be invaluable to somebody else, particularly children in South Africa. How do they go about passing them on?
Okay, we have a wonderful website. Loads of information on it. You're actually on it there yourself looking at pictures. It's www.ourshoes.ie. We are a registered Irish charity. That's important to say that. We don't collect money. We are funded from corporate. So we only ever look for, if you're not using your shoes and you want to recycle your shoes and they're in good quality, please let us have them and we can find a home for them. We're running it through schools because we believe that we need to educate. It's always about education, educating ourselves, but educating young people. And it's important to educate young people in how to actually help other people, how to be part of a community and realise that we're a wider community and that community is the world and we can make a difference. We can make a difference to our planet and so forth. So you go online, you can actually register at school. We know we're doing all this through schools. So if you don't have children, you can just go online and see, well, what school near me is registered? I can actually ring them and say, can I drop in shoes to you? Yeah. We're running this until the 30th of April, so it doesn't seem to be very long. But we're doing that from the idea we don't want schools to be packed with shoes or having people coming with shoes all the time or whatever. We just run it for a short length of time. So we're running to the 30th of April. So you can still, as a school, register, go online, register. You can register up to the 30th of April. But we take bookings online to come to your school. We'll get a courier to come to your school. DPD are so generously going to come to your school and collect from the 29th of April to the 10th of May. So for 2 full weeks, DPD will be collecting all over the country in different schools that have requested collection.
Brilliant stuff, and I'm sure you're going to receive lots more from the Morning Focus listeners.
Yeah,
Catherine,
absolutely.
Fair play to you and to Kevin and to Kieran and everyone involved with the campaign. It's transformative, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning to have a chat. And your lovely words about Claire have certainly brightened up our listeners' morning as well. So thank you.
Good. All right. Take care and thank you so much for your support always.
Take care. That's the campaign manager for Our Shoes, Catherine McGee.